Welcome to Ancient Future Faith with Dr. Chris Alford, pastor of Epiclesis, an ancient future faith community in Sacramento. Just what is ancient future Christian faith? Join Chris each week as he talks with special guests about a refreshing renewal in evangelical worship and spirituality that's helping many believers get in touch with their ancient Christian heritage. Now, with another look at how the road to the evangelical future runs through the ancient past, here's Dr. Chris Alford.
Well, hi, folks, and welcome back to another edition of Ancient Future Faith. My name is Chris Alford, and by the way, I'm glad to be back on the air. I've been away for a couple of months, taking a sabbatical in England, had a wonderful time, and we had some previous content that we shared with you over the last few weeks, but we're back in the saddle again, live, and with me in the studio, or at least on the line, is my very dear friend, Dr. Carl Peters from Lexington, Kentucky. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Chris, welcome back from across the pond, and we're delighted to have you home.
It was a lot of fun. Did you have a hard time just living life without me, or did you get along okay?
I don't know how we went on with life, but we did. But it's great to have you back.
Oh, it was a delight. I told somebody recently that my heart is really tender right now. Just sweet time with the Lord and prayer and reading and then seeing wonderful sights. But now that I'm back in town, Carl, my mind has turned to something, well, I'll bet you know what it is, and that is our wonderful fall retreat coming up on the 11th and 12th of October. And Carl, when I think about our fall retreat, my mind goes back 1 year when you and I went, well, someplace special. Why don't you talk a little bit about that wonderful trip we took last year?
Well, in October last year, we made our journey across to the Holy Land, and as part of that adventure, we went to the Timna National Park near Eilat in the southern part of Israel, and we experienced an amazing sight in the desert, and that is a replica, a full-size replica of the tabernacle. And the young man who led us through that experience, who shared the tabernacle with us, is coming to your church, and I know you guys are excited about having him with you, and I can't wait to talk more about that.
Yeah, Carl, it hardly seems like it's been a year, but in October on, well, along about the 10th, I think, you and I and about 27 other intrepid travelers went to the Holy Land. And part of that trip, as you just said, I was going to say a side trip, but really we wanted to do this, especially on our way down to the tip of the Red Sea. There's a wonderful national park called Timna National Park, as you said. And in the middle of the park, I'm not sure why, but in the middle of the park, and I'm glad they do, there is a full-size replica of the Moses Tabernacle. Now, Carl, the day we rolled up on that thing and you saw the tabernacle in the distance, in the dust, and we got closer, can I just ask you to relive that moment for just a second and tell folks what you were feeling and thinking as you saw what was, in fact, a very faithful life-size replica of the Moses Tabernacle?
Well, it's surreal in a way because the setting is so authentic looking. In the background is just desert wasteland with mountain peaks in the distance. So it looks exactly like the setting in which you might find the tabernacle. And that was the first thing that struck me, was how authentic this looked. The second thing that struck me was how small the tabernacle was in comparison to what my mind had constructed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yet,
me too.
It was still extremely meaningful to see it in that context, and then to venture into the outer court there inside the gates, and to look at all of the altar and the water, what do you call that?
The laver. Isn't that
the laver?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we move toward the tent itself, they had spent a lot of time on the details to make it look as much like the original as they could. And it was a marvelous experience just to go into that courtyard and see all the detail, and to have then our guide describe to us all of the various parts of the tabernacle, the inner workings, the way that they would break the tabernacle down when they would travel with it. It was, of course, a portable tent and had to be moved every time they moved. So it was a marvelous experience, and I must say I took a ton of pictures just from every angle, trying to capture that.
Hey, Carl, question for you. When you were a little boy in Vacation Bible School, I know you grew up Baptist like I grew up Baptist, maybe Vacation Bible School or Sunday School or something. Did you ever make a model of the Wilderness Tabernacle, of the Moses Tabernacle?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, complete with little action figures of sheep and the high priest
right.
and so forth. Absolutely.
Well, when I participated in that, like you, I guess it's just every little boy's mind about how huge this must have seemed. So I had a similar experience to you. When we rolled up on the tabernacle there in the Timnah National Park, I thought, oh, it's kind of small. And then I guess I realized in some ways that, well, maybe this doesn't make sense, but I'll throw it out there anyway. In some ways, you get the feeling, oh, okay, God is in these details too. Here's a realistic, down-to-earth, nitty-gritty, dusty, dirty, honest-to-goodness way that God deals with us in the flesh, in very tactile ways. So on the one hand, I was thinking, okay, yeah, it's kind of small. But on the other hand, it seemed, I don't know, more real to me. Did you have a similar experience?
I really did. And just to think that on Mount Sinai, as Moses is coming back down the mountain, as the covenant is struck with God's people there, the first thing that God does then is instruct him on how to build this and what to place inside it. So it struck me that out of the entire created order, God would choose this little tent to make his dwelling with man. And it hearkened my mind. It called me forward to a night in Bethlehem when the Word would be made flesh and tabernacle among us.
Beautiful.
And God would make his dwelling among men in a little baby.
Beautifully said.
And, it just dawned on me the humility of that, that God would come to us in such a gracious way. He would live in a tent in the middle of the people. We can get into the fact that there were obstacles placed to move into his presence, but still, he did make his presence with the people, and it was in a most humble way.
That's beautifully said. Folks, I'm talking to my buddy and friend and ministerial colleague, Dr. Carl Peters. He's the pastor of Anchor Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky, a frequent guest here on Ancient Future Faith. And listen, take note of this. We are talking about an amazing retreat coming to Sacramento on October 11th and 12th. It's called Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle, October 11 and 12. Folks, you got to take advantage of this. I promise you, if you are a believer and you are interested in the wonderful way that you can find Jesus and foreshadowings of the coming of Messiah, just as Carl said, even as early as the Moses Tabernacle in God's big story, then you need to make sure that this is on your calendar. It's only $40, and we're going to feed you lunch too. More about that in a minute. But I'm talking with Carl Peters right now about a trip that we took last October to the Holy Land, and part of that included a wonderful trip to Timnah National Park, where we saw a beautiful, life-size, faithful replica of the Moses Tabernacle. Now, Carl, when I think about that wonderful experience, one thing I remember is this. We got there, and you'll probably recall this as well. The guide was not there yet, and there seemed to be a little miscommunication or kerfuffle about what time we were supposed to be there and the guide and so on. So I began to think, oh my goodness, something's not working right, or we're not on time or something. But in a few minutes, a car drove up and out came this young man who looked for all the world like, I told somebody that if a movie called down to central casting and said, we need somebody who looks like people think Jesus would look like, this guy came out curly-headed, this Jewish fella whose name was Ben. Can you talk just a little bit about the first time you laid eyes on Ben Westland and what you were thinking about Ben?
Well, you've put your finger right on it. He looked very much like Jesus or one of the apostles. He had just sort of that's almost like John the Baptist in a way. He had that sort of wild look in his eye, but it was a very purposeful look as well, and he just drew us all into the story because he was incredibly authentic and credible. So anyway, he drew us in and he led us through the tabernacle experience with tremendous knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Just inside baseball knowledge. knowledge of everything about the tabernacle. And it was a sight to behold.
Yes.
It was beautiful how he unpacked for us how Jesus can be seen in just about every flap of the tabernacle
for sure.
And that tent.
Yeah, I was thinking, of course, this thing lasted about an hour, wouldn't you say? Something like that. And
yes.
Along the way, I guess I'm not the only one, but I began to see in his eye, there was this sparkle. And I thought, you know what? I think the Holy Spirit is there. And I remember along the way, he asked us what our religious or denominational background was. He didn't know whether we were believers or just folks visiting for whatever reason. But we told him that we were Christians. And so when he learned that we were Christians, he kind of, I don't know, took it up a notch, right? And he began to give us more and more in-depth information about Jesus, about the covenant, about the wonderful way that the Moses tabernacle points to Jesus. And finally, after a while, I couldn't take it any longer. I said, I'm dying to know, Ben, what is your religious background? And to no surprise for any of us, he said, well, I'm a Christian as well. So we all said, oh, yes, we knew it. we knew, didn't we, Carl? And he said that he was a Christian. And this young man who was so powerfully motivated and just knew the story and all of the details in and out was a young 28-year-old Israeli Christian who told us about the tabernacle and the way that it points to Jesus. Wasn't that a wonderful moment?
It was an amazing time to be there and to have this young guy, a Christian guy, lead us through it. I think it would have been quite different if we had had someone who was not of the faith.
Right.
But he was more than happy to point out the typological fulfillments, how Jesus fulfilled these types that are seen in the tabernacle.
Right.
But it was just really a beautiful thing to make these connections from the tabernacle and that dwelling place of God to Jesus who came to tabernacle with us.
Folks, I'm talking to Dr. Carl Peters. He's a very dear friend and colleague of mine. He's the pastor of a wonderful church called Anchor Baptist Church in Lexington, Kentucky. Carl and I are often in far-flung places doing ministry and workshops and things like that. Even more often than that, we're on the phone to each other to encourage one another and pray for one another. Carl was with me on a trip about a year ago when we took about 28 people to the land of Israel, the land of the Bible. Also, we went over into Jordan to see Petra, but that's a whole nother story. And along the way, we found ourselves taking a tour of the Moses Tabernacle, or a replica, a full-size replica of the Moses Tabernacle. And our guide that day was a young Christian Israeli named Ben Westland. And Carl and I have just been talking about Ben and how wonderful it was to have him guide us with a thoroughly Jewish but also Christian perspective on everything you could possibly imagine about the Moses Tabernacle. All the furniture, the furnishings of the tabernacle, the incense, the table of showbread, all the vestments of the priests, the Ark of the Covenant and the Tent of Meeting and all of those things, and how they point to the person and work of Jesus Christ. And Carl, I guess I'm ready to reveal the really big news. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to reveal it?
Yes.
Folks,
indeed.
Not everybody can go to Israel, but we are bringing Israel to you, Sacramento. Yes, we are bringing Ben Westland and his vast knowledge and wonderful way of delivering all of it with his wonderful personality. We're bringing him to Sacramento on October 11th and 12th to do an extended version of his tabernacle tour in a retreat that we're calling Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. Carl, it's a wonderful story of how we made friends with him. We really fell in love with him, actually, and invited him to come to Sacramento. And he said, you know what? I don't normally do that, and this would be my first time. But yeah, I want to come to Sacramento and share this with the people of Sacramento. Isn't that a marvelous miracle?
Well, he has more than just an education from afar. He has a PhD in living out the tabernacle and being there in that particular context. And he teaches as one who has just made this a part of his life. It is a very natural expression for him to share. And he is a marvelous teacher. I think all of us were just stunned and shocked that this young guy had such a breadth of knowledge that just blew us away. And anyone who shares $40 to be a part of this day will leave with a treasure worth much more.
Well said. Absolutely. You know, Carl, sometimes as pastors, we say, hey, folks, you need to come to this or that event, or gosh, this is really going to be special. But folks, please believe me when I say that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We are bringing a bit of Israel to Sacramento with this wonderful young man. And you don't have to be a member of our church. We're not putting a big hard sell on you about coming to our church. This is a gift for the Christian community here in Sacramento. And we have about 60 places left, Carl, and they're going quickly. But I wanted to come to our Ancient Future Faith radio audience and say that if you are in Sacramento on the weekend of October 11 and 12, you simply cannot miss this opportunity, this wonderful young Christian Israeli who's going to come and share with us about how the tabernacle points to Jesus.
Yes, and I would commend that to anyone who is the least bit interested in the tabernacle, but particularly for those who have sort of a keen eye for the Old Testament foundations for the New Testament. It was Augustine who said the New Testament is in the Old concealed, and the Old Testament is in the New revealed. Unless you have studied the tabernacle, at least to some extent, then you are missing out on many of the the riches of the New Testament. And understanding the story of God is presented beautifully in the tabernacle. The story of God in the Old Testament, of course, centers on the Exodus. But in the New Covenant, then, the new Exodus that Jesus leads from Jerusalem. And the tabernacle contains this beautiful story in a tent. It's like a little display in microcosm of the Exodus.
Yeah.
You know, you come to the altar where the lambs are slain.
Yes.
Well, the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Then you come to the laver. Well, they pass through the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And on you go through this beautiful story, leading finally to the Promised Land. Well, if you go deep enough into the tabernacle, you will arrive in the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant is. Well, we know it was in Jerusalem, there in the Promised Land, where eventually the temple would be built and where the dwelling place of God would be, and eventually where the Ark of the Covenant would come to rest. But all of these things sort of coalesce or converge in this tabernacle experience. It is a volcanic explosion of biblical truth
well said.
And foundational understandings for the new covenant and Jesus and what he brings.
Hey, Carl, I don't know if I told you, but one little special treat. I already mentioned that your $40 for the retreat fee includes, of course, our use of the facility, which, by the way, folks, is at the clubhouse in Old Fair Oaks Village. So if you're familiar with Fair Oaks Village, we're going to be using the clubhouse there up on the hill across from the Epiclesis chapter house where we have our offices. So you get your lunch, right? And we get the use of the facility. But here's something neat, Carl, that I don't know that I shared with you. We are recreating in full size the main tabernacle furnishings. So the altar, the table of incense, the table of showbread, the Ark of the Covenant, and we're going to have that laid out in the clubhouse at Fair Oaks Village so that as Ben is teaching, he can move in and among these life-size replicas, and I think that's going to bring them to life even more. Had I shared that with you, that we're going to do the models of the furniture?
Well, I had heard something about that, but I think that's marvelous, and to see those things in their actual size is very, very helpful. It will help solidify these concepts. You know, I was just thinking about when we walked through that outer court and we came into the first room, or the holy place where the Levites would minister. There were three pieces of furniture in there, and these are the pieces you're talking about. There was the menorah, there was the table for the bread of the presence, or the showbread, and then there was the altar of incense. And I remember Ben taking time to explain each one of these to us, and then adding layer upon layer of meaning as he unpacked how this applied to Jesus and how this applied to the fulfillments that Jesus would come to bring. And then, Chris, a moment that just blew me away because of the significance of it was coming through that curtain into the Holy of Holies.
Oh, yes.
You know, just for a split second, you got to wonder, if I walk in there, something's going to happen to me.
That's right. Yeah.
But when we walked in there, of course, the Ark of the Covenant was straight ahead of us. And we gathered around the Ark of the Covenant just in a holy hush.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben taught us just the beautiful connections as we looked at the Ark of the Covenant, the place where God himself would sit enthroned upon the cherubim. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time of, it was really a worshipful experience. And I think that Ben will bring that very same sense to Sacramento and to all who come and share in that time.
Folks, we're talking about a wonderful retreat opportunity. We're calling it a mini retreat. It's not an overnight retreat, but mark your calendars for October 11 and 12. Now, here's just a few details, just an overview of the schedule. Friday night will be from 6:30 until 9, and then Saturday from 9 to 5. By the way, Ben is also going to teach at Epiclesis, our church, on Sunday morning, and folks are welcome to join us for that as well. But if you want to get in on the retreat, you can find all the details at epiclesis.org. That's epiclesis.org. Also, information about how to register and parking and all that kinds of stuff. There's a map for Old Fair Oaks Village to show you exactly where we're going to be. Also, you might want to look at, in fact, I encourage you to do it, you might want to look at the bio sketch about our retreat leader, Ben Westland. There's lots of pictures of Ben, so you can see if we're right about how we described him. And it will also give you a little bit more information about what to expect. But again, just an overview. Folks, we are inviting you, anybody in the sound of my voice, here in the Northern California region, we're inviting you to a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity when we're bringing a little bit of Israel to Sacramento, when young Christian Israeli Ben Westland, who is an expert on the Moses Tabernacle, is going to come to Sacramento and recreate the amazing talk that he does at the Timna National Park at the Moses Tabernacle replica there. It costs $40. We're going to feed you lunch. You get 1.5 days of wonderful instruction. And we're going to have the tabernacle laid out with life-size replicas of the furniture inside. You don't want to miss it. Carl, it's going to be amazing, isn't it?
Oh, I have no doubt. And I am hoping to find a way to be there for this.
Me too.
I live in Lexington, Kentucky, and I am hoping to find a way to be out there for that event. I would love to hear this young man teach that again. Going through it once with him, it was such a, I don't know, an awe-inspiring event that
truly,
I'm afraid I stood there with my mouth, like, you know, just open.
Yeah, me too.
Trying to drink in all of this information.
Yeah.
And to hear it again would be immensely helpful.
Yeah.
If you have any time to come and be a part of this retreat, I encourage you to do so. You will be blessed beyond measure. You will gain insights you never thought about, and they will change your walk with the Lord.
Indeed.
You will never read the Bible the same way
again. For sure.
And
yeah.
I don't think I'm overstating that.
No.
I hope that folks will take advantage of this. It really is a great opportunity.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Carl, thank you for joining me for this. We've been talking about a retreat coming to Sacramento. It will be at Old Fair Oaks Village in the clubhouse there, October 11 and 12. Israeli Christian Ben Westland will be our guest. And the cost is a mere $40 and worth absolutely every penny. You can find more information at epiclesis.org, epiclesis.org. And I'm hoping to see you there. We have a few spots left and would love you to sign up. Carl, bless you. Thank you. Love you. And appreciate you being on today.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Folks, until we gather again for another edition of Ancient Future Faith, I want to keep reminding you of this wonderful truth. Surely the road to our evangelical future does run through our ancient Christian past. Until next time, the Lord be with you.
Thank you for joining us for another look at Ancient Future Faith. There is a refreshing wind of renewal blowing through the evangelical church as more and more worshipers turn for inspiration to the rich language and pattern of the ancient church. And they're rediscovering classic Christianity and learning to draw strength from a deep well of time-tested truth and tradition. Want to experience Ancient Future Faith for yourself? Join us for worship at Epiclesis in Sacramento on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. in the chapel at 4600 Winding Way. You can contact us by calling 916-572-9113 or online at epiclesis.org. That's 916-572-9113 or on the web at epiclesis.org.
Hey folks, one more word before you go. please make sure that you take some time to look at the information about this wonderful fall retreat we're calling Finding Jesus in the Tabernacle. We're bringing a little bit of Israel to Sacramento on October 11th and 12th as special guest Israeli Christian Ben Westlin leads us through the Moses Tabernacle and shows us how it points to Jesus Christ. Find all the information on the web. That's EPICLESIS.org. The Lord be with you.